Now it is time for Pat to read a story. The name of the story is Curious George. This is George. He lived in Africa. He was very happy, but he had one fault. He was too curious. One day, George saw a man. He had a large yellow hat. The man saw George too. But not so much as that. I would like to take him home with me. He put his hat on the ground, and of course George was curious. He came down from the tree and he looked at the large yellow hat. The hat had been on the man's head. George thought it would be nice to have it on his own head. He picked it up and put it on. The hat covered George's head. He couldn't see the man. The man picked him up quickly and popped him in a bag. George was caught. The man with the big yellow hat put George into a little boat. A sailor rowed them both across the water to a big ship. George was sad, but he was still a little curious. On the big ship, things began to happen. The man took off the bag. George sat on a little stool and the man said to George, "I'm going to take you to a big zoo. In a big city. You'll like it there. Now run along and play, but don't get into trouble. George promised to be good. But it was easy for little monkeys to forget." Okay. Wondered how they could fly. He was very curious. Finally, he had to try. It looked easy, but... Oh, what happened? First this, and then this. Where is George? Sailors looked at Wes. They saw him struggling in the water and almost all tired out. "Man overboard!" cried the sailors as they threw him a lifebelt. George caught it and held on. At last he was safe on board. After that, George was more careful to be a good monkey until at last the long trip was over. George said goodbye to the kind sailors and went with the man with the yellow hat and walked off the ship and onto the shore and ran into the city to the man's house. After a good meal and a good time, George felt very tired and crawled into bed and fell asleep at once. The next morning, the man telephoned the zoo. George watched him. He was frightened and fascinated. Then the man went away. George was curious. He wanted to telephone too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What fun! Ding-a-ling-a-ling! George had telephoned the fire station. The fireman rushed to the telephone. "Hello, hello," he said, but there's no answer. Then they looked for the signal on the big map show where the telephone call had come from. They didn't know it was George. They thought there was a real fire. "Hurry, hurry, hurry!" The fireman jumped on the fire engines and onto the hook and ladders. Ding dong, ding dong. "Everyone out of the way. Hurry, hurry, hurry." Fireman rushed into the house. They opened the door. No fire, only a naughty old monkey. "Oh, catch him. Oh, catch him, catch him," they cried. George tried to get away, but he almost did, but he got caught in the telephone wire. And the thin man caught one arm and the fat fireman caught the other. You fool the fire department. They said, we will have to shut you up where you can't do any more harm. They took him away and shut him in a prison. George wanted to get out. He climbed up to the windows to try the box. Just then, the watchman came in. He got on the wooden bed to catch George, but he was too big and heavy. The bed tipped up, and the watchman fell over. And quick as lightning, George ran out through the open door. He hurried through the building and fell onto the roof. And then he was lucky to be a monkey. And he walked out on the telephone wires, quickly and quietly over the guard's head. George walked away. He was free. Now in the street outside the prison wall stood a green man. A little girl got the plane for her brother. George watched. He was curious again. He felt he must have a bright red balloon. He reached over and tried to help himself. But instead of one balloon, the whole bunch broke loose, and in an instant, the wind whisked them all away. And with them went George, holding tight with both hands. Up, up, up he sailed, higher and higher. The houses looked like toy houses, and the people looked like dogs. George was frightened. He held on very tight. At first, the wind blew with great gust, then it quieted. Not when it stopped blowing altogether, George was very tired. Down he went, bump onto the top of a traffic light. Everyone was surprised. The traffic got all mixed up. George didn't know what to do, and then he heard someone call, George! He looked down and saw it was his friend with the man with the big yellow hat. George was happy. The man was very happy too. George slid down the post and the man with the big yellow hat put him under his arm and paid him. Oh! And then George and the man climbed into a car and at last away they went. Place for George to live.
It is an easy pay level, and I passed level 16 very easy because it was so easy, and I am now on my 6th timetable. Thank you for listening to the story I read and the story Bo read and what I just said. Thank you.